Hi there. A quick note before we begin the episode. Did you know that Atlas Lingue has its own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Atlas Lingue, The Layers of Language Behind Everyday Life. In this audiobook, we share additional exclusive commentaries on each episode with brand new insights and examples on the subject that we can't stop thinking about, how humans translate everything that comes their way. Also remember, when you buy Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. So find Atlas Lingue, The Layers of Language Behind Everyday Life, on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, I'm Luis Lopez, host of Atlas Lingue, and this is an audio version of a video we've produced as extra content for our third season. As you know, this season we're interviewing multicultural content creators from around the world, and for these short episodes, we decided to dive into topics that we didn't have time to cover in the interview. You can also check out the video versions of these episodes on our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok feeds, where you can also find more from our other shows. Thanks! Did you know Dominicans have been living in New York since before the Dominican Republic and New York existed? And that's thanks to this guy. This is Juan Rodriguez, and when he moved to Manhattan in 1613, he became the first non-indigenous person ever to live in what is now New York City. For context, the first European settlement on the island came over a decade later in 1624, when the first Dutch colonists arrived and founded a trading post there. So yeah, Rodriguez was a New Yorker before New York, and a Dominican before the DR. You see, he was born sometime in the 16th century in the Captaincy General of Santo Domingo, which was Spain's first colony in the Americas and modern-day Dominican Republic. And he was born to a European father who was probably Spanish or Portuguese, and an African mother. But how did this man from a Spanish Caribbean island end up so far away on a decidedly less tropical island? You see, Juan Rodriguez was apparently skilled in several languages, and that's why he was hired by a Dutch captain to work as a translator on a trading voyage to the island then known as Manhattan, and inhabited by the Lenape people. Anyway, he went on that voyage, but while the captain's ship returned to the Netherlands, Rodriguez decided to stay. He eventually learned the language of the people there, and called Manhattan his home ever since. Of course, nowadays, the Dominican community in New York City is huge and vibrant, and mostly lives in Washington Heights in the Bronx. In fact, in 2012, the section of Broadway that runs from 159th to 218th Street through the very Dominican neighborhoods of Washington Heights and Inwood has now been renamed Juan Rodriguez Way. If you want to hear more about Dominican culture in New York, check out our interview with Gabriel del Orbe on Atlas Lingue.
You know, born and raised in New York City, 143rd and Broadway, so there's a lot of Dominicans in the area. So it's like, I always call it Dominican Times Square. Everybody was outside, people played dominoes, there's music blasting all over the place. It was so cultural.
Find our full interview on your favorite podcast app. Hi, it's Luis here, and I want to tell you about a show we've been listening to called The Pulso Podcast. There are a lot of podcasts that cover Latino culture and news, but this is one of the first we've heard that really utilizes the throughline of history to provide more context and nuance to our stories. From the halls of Congress to the stages of Broadway, even the food we consider to be American, Latinos helped build this country, and we're not going anywhere. Yet most podcasts are still lacking Latino representation behind and in front of the mic. The Pulso Podcast is a Latina-hosted, Latina-produced show that explores untold stories and unheard voices shaping the experiences of nuestra gente. They've covered topics from beauty standards and gender equality to mental health and food origins. And did you know that there is an official Spanish version of the Star-Spangled Banner? or that a team of Mexican lawyers changed the future of segregation laws in the 50s? To hear more, check out the Pulso podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.